Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as official pronouncements of church doctrine. Question. When people ask me if I'm Mormon, how can I answer in a way that creates a missionary opportunity? Response from New Era. Sometimes it is surprising to have a friend or even a stranger ask you if you are a member of the church. Usually it means that they have noticed something about your behavior that has given them a clue to your beliefs, and often what they have noticed is a good thing. First of all, take their question as a compliment. Feel good that you can answer yes. Then ask them if there is anything they would like to know about the church. You can rely on the Articles of Faith, the Word of Wisdom, or for the strength of youth to give you the information to answer accurately what the church believes. If the person asking is a friend, you can offer to take them to a church activity or meeting, such as mutual, seminary, or sacrament meeting. If they ask questions that you don't really know how to answer, say that you will ask your parents or church leaders and get the answers they want. If they are truly curious about the church, you can feel comfortable just answering their questions as best you can. Response from readers.
Doing the things I do. When people ask me if I'm a Mormon, I ask them what made them ask. They will typically list off reasons like how I've been nice to them or how I'm always doing what's right. This usually leads to conversations about why I act the way I do, which gives me a perfect missionary opportunity right there. Michaela D., 15, Alaska, USA.
Proud to be a member. When someone asks you if you are Mormon, you can smile and say yes, that you are Mormon and proud of it. That will catch people's attention and usually start a discussion. People find it very intriguing that you go to seminary every morning or go to church every Sunday for 3 hours and enjoy it. Rebecca G., 15, California, USA.
Recite Article of Faith. I think the best way to respond is with conviction and by asking if they have any questions. Also, you can answer by reciting an Article of Faith. I did this once for a fifth grade teacher on a bus. Have an open mind and heart, and I believe the Spirit will guide you. Angie W., 12, Arizona, USA.
Be a good example. Once a person asks you if you're a Mormon, then that has just become a missionary opportunity. They usually ask because they want to know something about the church, or to ask a "do you do this" question. Just be a good example to everyone, and that person will see that you are different from everybody else. James L., age 15, California, USA.
Who is Mormon? If someone asks you if you are Mormon, you could say, "No, but I'd love to tell you about him." That might raise their eyebrows, and there's your opportunity to share the gospel. I don't think most people realize that Mormon is an actual person. We belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and Mormon is one of the prophets in the Book of Mormon. Lexi R., 16, Utah, USA.
Feeling of happiness. I was having lunch at school when one of my friends asked, "Why are we here on earth?" My other friend and I, who were both LDS, answered her question and went on talking about it and things related to it. She seemed very interested. We could have talked to her all recess. The feeling of happiness was tremendous. Renee E., 13, Washington, USA.
Listen to the Spirit. Just be yourself and remember to tell them that we all are children of our Heavenly Father. Listen to the Spirit. The Spirit will always tell you what to do. Derek R., 16, Washington, USA.
Keeping the Sabbath day holy. There have been times when my friends and teammates ask me various questions about things I do and why I do them. For example, when my teammates find out I don't play soccer games on Sundays, some have asked me if I'm Mormon. I tell them that Sundays are special days to me and I spend them worshiping God and being with my family. Once they know that I am a Mormon, I know that they are watching what I say and do. This can lead to more opportunities for me to share the gospel with my friends. Joe M., 17, California, USA.
Trying harder to be positive. I would say, yes, I am Mormon, and say I believe in God the Eternal Father and His Son Jesus Christ and in the Holy Ghost. Then I would ask if you want to learn more I could give them a Book of Mormon and tell them about the church website. If he or she was a school friend, I would try harder to be a positive influence and tell them that me being in the church has made me a lot better person. Jonathan R., 14, Missouri, USA.
Sidebar: You can't miss. When the Lord delivers this person to your view, just chat about anything. You can't miss. You don't have to have a prescribed missionary message. Your faith, your happiness, the very look on your face is enough to quicken the honest in heart. The gospel will just tumble out. You won't be able to contain yourself. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Witnesses Unto Me, Ensign May 2001, page 15. Next question. At school, a lot of people curse and talk about immorality. I want to get away from this bad language, but it's everywhere. What can I do? Send your answer and photo by February 15, 2011. Go to newera.lds.org. Click Submit Your Material, and then select Questions and Answers. You can also write to us at New Era at LDSChurch.org or New Era, Q&A, Lonely, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. End of Q&A, Questions and Answers.